Okay, today is Daf Nun Tes. Am I right about that? Yes, Nun Tes. Or Nun Ches Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Tomid Kodim LePesach. This is on a regular day of the year, right? I'm sorry, not a regular day of the year. An Erev Pesach. Tomid comes before the Pesach. No, regular Erev Pesach. Tamid kodem lePesach, Pesach kodem lKetores, Ketores kodem etz lNeiros. Why is that? Yuuchar davar shneimar bo beerev ubein harabayim. The last thing should be something, which is the Korban Pesach that says beerev and bein harabayim. LeDavar shelo neimar bo beerev ein bein harabayim bilvad. Rather, it only says. Rather than anything else, meaning the Korban Tamid, that only says Bein Harabayim alone. So therefore, the Tamid says Bein Harabayim, the Pesach says Bein Harabayim and Be'erev, therefore it comes second. Ihachi Ketores Veneros Nami Nikadmu LePesach. Then why don't those come before the Pesach? Right? The Ketores and the Neiros. So the Gemara answers, Yuuchar davar shenemar bo be'erev ubein harabayim. Last thing should be something that says be'erev main harabayim. L'davar shenemar bo el ubein harabayim bilvad. So what does that question mean? One second. Ketores v'neiros nikadmu lePesach. The Ketores v'neiros should come before the Pesach. Why don't they?
So then it should be.
It's part of the question.
It's part of the question.
In other words,
Pesach has Erev and Bein Arbayim, so it should be the last thing.
It should be the last thing. So why is the Neiros and the Ketores come after it? Right? Shiny Hasam. No, it's different over there. Demiat Rachmana Oso. Right? It says Oso. What does Oso mean? Demiat Rachmana Oso. Thank you. Demiat Rachmana Oso. It says Oso, and that's it says Miyot. Detanya. Me'erev Ad Boker. It says Me'erev V'Ad Boker. What's that talking about? It's talking about the menorah. Tein la midasa shetehei dolekes Me'erev Ad Boker. Right? Give it enough oil that it could last the entire night. Davar acher, ein lecha avoda shekesher me'erev ad boker el zubelvad. It's the only one that can last the whole night. In other words, it's a miyut. Really, Pesach should come last, but there's a special miyut that the menorah and the ketores come last. My timer. What's
so
the
reason? After the last. Thing, at what point? Thousands of tefillos closed. After the last one.
After the tamid.
After the tamid, you said you bring the Pesach.
Yeah. Right, and after that, they brought the menorah and the ketores.
Okay, so Yossi's question is when? When you have time, you bring 3 million carbonate Pesach.
It's a good question, I don't know.
Question from yesterday.
Yeah, we asked that question already, yeah. I don't know.
When do you have time?
Right, so my time of why? Amar Kra, Yaroch Oso, Aaron Uvanov Me'erev Ad Boker. Oso Me'erev Ad Boker. The Ein Dover Acher Me'erev Ad Boker. Nothing else is from Erev Ad Boker. And Be'iskash Ketores Leneros. And there's a Hekish from Ketores to Neros. Therefore, those come after the carbon Pesach. Next, Vitanya, and we learned, Kikushin, the following question that we just had, Tamid kodem leKetores, it's a different order now, Tamid comes before the Ketores, Ketores kodemetz leNeiros, Neiros kodemetz lePesach. In other words, Yuuchar davash, this makes sense, this doesn't learn the Mir from before. According to this, the order is, Tamid Ketores Neiros Pesach. Pesach is last. Why? Yuchar Davar Shenemar Bo Be'erev Ubein Arbayim L'Davar Shalom Nemar Bo El Ubein Arbayim Bilvad. I've a Ksiv Oso. We have the word Oso, which a minute ago we used as a miyot that they should come after the Pesach. Then what? That the Neiros and the Ketores should come after the Pesach. Hay Oso, don't that Oso, Miboyle, we use it, L'me'ute Avoda Shebifnim. To exclude avoda on the inside, umay nihu, and what is it? Ketores. In other words, look at Rashi. The Rashi right here. Ha'u lemute avoda shebefnim. Hahu oso, that oso, lav l'me'ute Pesach osa. It doesn't come to exclude the Pesach shia vodachutz. De mistabra, de chikamamayet, avodas pnim, de kavose kamamayet. When we're excluding things, we're excluding things that are inner, like it. Like what? Like the menorah. Neros avodas pnim, v'ketores avodas pnim. Right? Sogadai, back to the Gemara. Sogadai dechemina. I would have thought. Hoel, uksiv, v'halos arunas aneros ben harbayim yakti rena. Ema, maybe, nadlik neros beresha. V'hadar nakter ketores. First, you light the menorah, then the ketores. Mir machmana oso. Therefore, the Torah says oso. Ela ben harbayim yakti rena lomali. So what do I need to say? Ben arayakibena. Hachi kama rachmana. Be'idon de madlekes neros. When you light the neros, tehei maktara ketores. The ketores should already be done. In other words, the ketores calls for the menorah. That's what I learned out from Oso. So according to that version, Pesach is actually number four. There's four things. Tamid, neros, ketores, and Pesach. According to the first one, Pesach was second. And according to this one, it was fourth. Right? Last. Yeah? What they do, I don't know. How to actually practice, I don't know. Okay, next. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein lecha davar shekadol l'tamid shel shachar, el ketores bolvad. Nothing was brought before the tamid shel shachar, except for the ketores. Okay?
Another
ketores or the same ketores? Ketores twice a day. Once in the morning, once at night. So, Shinemar baboker baboker. It says baboker baboker. Now, the Tzlach points out that the truth is the ketores was burned on the inner mizbeach. So, what kind of thing? Nothing was done on the before the tamid. Yeah, but that was in a different spot. The ketores was in a different spot. No, not saying Seder Yom because there's a Trumas Hadeshen. Other things went on. So the Tzlach says, yes, it's in the inner Mizbeach, but where, how'd they light that inner Mizbeach? From the fires of the outer Mizbeach. So I need, right, they took the fires from the outer Mizbeach, brought it to the inner Mizbeach, lit up the Ketores. I needed a pasuk to tell me that you can do that before the Tamid. That goes before the Tamid. The Yukdam Ketores, and you make the Ketores early. You make it first. Why? Davar Shenemar Baboker Baboker, Dechsiv, V'hikter alav Aaron ketores samim boker baboker l'davar shalonemar bo ela boker echad. Right? Tamid only says one boker. The ketores says two bokers. It comes first. V'ein l'cha davar. Now listen to this. Now we're going to spend a lot of time on this. V'ein l'cha davar. There's nothing. Shem is akiv achar tamid shal bein arbayim. What comes after the tamid of afternoon? Does anything come after the Tamid in the afternoon?
No.
The Ketores, and what else?
And the menorah,
and what else?
Carbon
Pesach. One more thing. Which we're going to spend all the time on now. Ready? What comes after the Tamid in the afternoon? Ketores, Neros, Pesach, Umechusar Kippurim. Somebody that is lacking Karbanos. What does that mean, he's lacking Karbanos? Look at Rashi. Mechusar Kippurim. See Rashi there? Kigon. For example, Mitzorah. A Mitzorah. Ozov. Or a Zov. Sheshachach. That he forgot. Velo hevi kaparaso. He didn't bring his kapara. Kodem l'tamid. Before the Tamid in the afternoon. V'im lo yivi'ena. If you don't bring it, lo yochal Pesach. You can't eat the Pesach. Why not? The mechusar kippurim asur b'kadshim. A mechusar kippurim is not allowed to eat kadshim. V'onesh kares. And he's going to get kares for not eating the carbon Pesach.
So what's he saying? That the only time it goes after the Tamid is on Erev Pesach?
What? That's what the Tanakhama is going to say. Another one's going to say that in a minute. There's going to be an argument about that in a minute. First of all, there are four people that are Mechusar Kippurim. There are four people that are not allowed to eat Kodshim without a carbon. Who are the four people? Rashi only mentions two of them. Rashi says Mitzurah and Azav. The other two, what?
Oreo.
No.
No.
That's not a Mechusa
Kippurim.
A woman who has given birth. And a Zava. Right? Why aren't they on the list? Because
they're women.
And if a woman doesn't eat the Karban Pesach, explain the Achronim, Rashi must hold, they don't get Kares. So for a woman, we're not going to do this. But for a man, we will. That's why Rashi only mentions the men. Right? A Mitzorah, every word of Rashi is for a reason. The Mitzorah and the Zav, meaning what? That it's a Mitzorah. The guy spoke Lashon Hara, he got Mitzorah, he got Saras, he was locked up, the whole 9 yards. Now it's the last time he's got to bring a carbon. He forgot to bring it Erev Pesach. So he could bring it after the Talmud.
So there are Kabbalahs after the Talmud.
This is an exception. Carbon Pesach and these people.
And in theory, he should have got there at 10 in the morning.
He should have been there at 10 in the morning, right. Now, 1 second. Umuchusik Yipurim, the Erev Pesach, Shetovel Shenis. That just means he has to go to the Erev Pesach. Here's how it works. You're 7 days, for 7 days. At the end of the 7th day, you go to the mikvah. Now you're tar. Right? We don't have this. Men don't have to go to the mikvah ever. If they want to go, they could go. They don't have to. But they used to be, they have to, just like a woman has to. Today, a woman has to. Men also used to have to. So they go to the mikvah. Now, the 8th day, they could bring karbanos, and they could eat kachem. So he's going to have to go to the mikvah again. They have to go to the mikvah again after they've been the karbanos. That's all. That's all this means. V'ochol es pischo le'erev. And he eats his Pesach at night. In other words, he registers with a group. They bring the Pesach on his behalf. He then brings his own private karbanos. And now he's eligible to eat the Pesach. Okay? You got that?
He wasn't eligible when he signed on to the group.
That's okay.
Okay.
When he signed on to the group, he wasn't eligible. He's only going to be eligible at the end of the day if he brings the karbanos. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to discuss what happens if people in the group are not eligible at all. A guy that had a bris milah is in the group. Doesn't pass the whole group. Right? One guy doesn't have a bris milah. One guy's tameh. He can't, doesn't ruin the group. Anyway, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Af Mechusa Kippur B'Shayim Osa Hashanah. Even Mechusa Kippur, not when it's Erev Pesach. Even the rest of the year, we will allow him to bring the Karbanos after the Karban Tamid. Right? Shetovel v'ochel v'kachim l'erev. You hear that? That's pretty shocking. That the Gemara says, Bishlomo l'tanakama. I understand the Tanakama. That what? Yavi asei de Pesach. Let the asei of Pesach, the yeshbo kares, that has kares, let that come. V'yidcha asei de hashlomo. She'ein bo kares. Let it push off the assay of what Hashlama mean, that the Tumah has to be last. Let it push that off, so that therefore what? Therefore, it would be okay. We'll allow him to bring extra karbanos after the Tumah to enable him to eat the Karban Pesach. What's going on here? There's an assay of eating the Karban Pesach, and there's an assay of Hashlama. Right? That means that the last thing you do has to be the Karban Tamid.
Who's that saying on? The Kohen or who is the Tzibur?
We're going to get to that in a minute. It's a good question. So let the Asay of Pesach, which is worse, push off the Asay of the Hashlama. Asks Tosvos, in the Tosvos of Asi Asay, the Pesach, the Isbe Karetz Bidachi, Hikshar Rajba, Riva, the Riva asks, but we have a rule that Ha Be'idna Dimi'aker Asay the Hashlama. When you're pushing off the Aseh of Hashlama, when you're pushing that off, lo mekayim Aseh de Achilas Pesach. You're not being mekayim the Aseh of Achilas Pesach, de'ena ela belayla. That's going to be at the Seder. We have a rule that whenever you have one mitzvah pushing off another one, it has to be at the same time. For example, I'm wearing tzitzis that has shatnez. So that's allowed. Aseh of tzitzis is doche the los aseh of shatnez. At the time I'm wearing the tzitzis, I'm also wearing shatnez. But here, I'm violating the aseh of hashlama at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm not eating the pesach till 9 o'clock at night. So it's at the same time. Right? Good question? Tosfos gives two answers. Number one, the T-rates, the first answer is as follows. Demairi, we're talking about, Sheyishchatu Pesach Olav Kodem Sheyidchu Asei Dahashlama. You brought the Pesach at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Deshochatin, you shechted it. Vizarkin, and you sprinkled it. Al Tvulyom Umechusar Kippurim. Even if the guy's at Tvulyom, and even if it's in Mechusar Kippurim, those people, like you asked me before, are they allowed to be in the group? Yes. The Kulei Alma, nobody disputes that. That Afilu Lo Yochal Lebasof, even though they're not going to be eligible to eat it at night, Ho will since Ubiyado Talui, they have the ability to get ready to eat it tonight. With Tvulyom, he doesn't eat anything. He just has to wait for the sun to set. Mechusar Kippurim, that get off his couch and go bring these karbanos. But he has the ability to do that. You're allowed to be busy with the Korban Pesach for them. Upatrim Pesach Sheni. They will not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Afil lo achal. Even if they don't end up eating it. The fact that they did it for him doesn't matter. Hilkach, therefore, kishamakriv kaparaso. When he's makriv his other karbanos, after the Talmud, the second he does that, the second those karbanos are brought, he's eligible to eat the Korban Pesach. Mekayim asay de Pesach. The odds at that second, hayoroi leechol sham, hayoroi leechol shim lo hayyachol lahakriv lo hayoroi leechol er Pesach vayapostle. In other words, he brought the, doesn't matter when he brings the Pesach. Doesn't matter. He's not really eligible to eat the Pesach yet. He can be, but right now he's not. As opposed to every other person, there's nothing wrong with them. When they bring the Korban Pesach, they're eligible. Once he brings the other karbanos, it makes the Pesach immediately eligible. Which means it happens at the same time. That's Tosfos' first very long dusha answer. Okay? His second answer.
Does he have to bring his karban before the Pesach, or
can it be even after? I don't think it matters. The Achronim have a similar vart on what you said. We'll get to something similar in a few minutes. They're raising a good point. Viri matarets. The Viri gives a whole different answer. He says, no. Didafka below sase, only by a low sase, the chamir, which is worse than an ase. Isn't a low sase worse than an ase? Much worse, right? And a low sase is worse than an ase. No? You have to give up all your money not to violate a low sase. You don't have to give up all your money not to do an ase. You don't have to bust the bank to buy an esrig. You don't have to do that. But yes, you have to give up all your money not to speak lashon hara. The halacha says that. So it's much worse. There, demi ikr lav de lakayim asay. That's when you need an asay. You want to wear tzitzis? But there's a loz asay that says you can't wear shatnas. You want to violate the loz asay? It has to be at the same exact time. Abel ha'asay dechamir, dachi asay hakal, but an asay of Pesach, which is going to be potentially be kares. And you have another assay. What's the other assay? Not to bring the carbon Pesach, not to bring anything after the carbon tavid. That's an assay. Such a terrible assay. That's a svara. Logic dictates that whatever's worse should be done. And whatever's not worse, let it go. It's logic. There's no logic that assay is docha los assay. There's no logic in that. The logic is the opposite. I would have said, take those tzitzis off. Assay is docha los assay? Or should I say be docha los assay? There's no logic in that. A los assay is worse. Oh, so Torah said, I say doch alos, I say, okay, fine. The Torah said, I'm not arguing with that, but it's got to be at the same time. I can't do the assay to push off alos, I say, in an hour. And I'm not doing the assay in an hour, I'm doing the assay now. Oh, but tzitzis and shatnas at the same time, that's okay. Here, there's no reason, there's no gzeres hakasav, just the opposite, it's a svara. You have a choice between two mitzvahs, do the one that's worse. When I say worse, I mean do the one that didn't give you a worse punishment. Don't get that punishment. That's logic. Right? Even if it's not going to be at the same time. Why? That's old news. Rabbi Eliezer was Meshacher as Eved. For what reason? For a minion. Even if you want to tell me a minion, but the Rosh says maybe it was Parsha Zachar. So the Rice a minion. Even if it was a minion. So he freed his Eved, which is an Aseh, over and over an Aseh. not to do that. So he freed his Eved. I didn't daven the second he freed the Eved. Right? The minion comes 10 minutes later. So the Asay and the other Asay, the answer is that that's a much worse Asay. Not davening with the minion is much worse. Right? Much worse. So therefore, it's okay. It doesn't have to be at the same time. Right? So again, what's a Svara? So the Baruch Tam explains. Because I would never in a million years say that Asay is Docha Lo Asay. I would never say that. Why should not say be Docha Lo Asay? Lo Asay is much worse. Comes along the Torah that Asay Docha Lo Asay. Would the Torah say that? And let yesterday's Parsha. Right? Gedilim Ta'atilach and don't wear Shatnas. But if you're wearing Tzitzis, you can wear Shatnas. So the Torah says it at the same time. Here, it's a Svara. I have a choice to do two mitzvahs. Which one should I do? Do the one that's going to have worse consequences. The Svara. So it has to be the exact second? No, it doesn't have to be. Okay. Now, El Rabbi Shmuel, back to the Gemara. El Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Berachon, Ben Baroka, my alume dahai asay mehai asay. Why is one asay better than another? Now I want to talk about Pesach now. I'm talking about the middle of the summer. Right today, in the middle of Elul, the guy could bring his carbon after the Tamid. So what asay is he going to be Mekayim? The asay of eating kachim. He's going to be Mekayim the asay of eating kachim, and he's going to violate the asay of what? Of bringing the tum, of bringing carbon after the Tamid. So why is one asay beat another asay? What kind of reason? I understand Erev Pesach, you have Kares thrown into the mix. What about a regular day? What's the reason for that? Amar Avina, Amar Av Chista. You're right. We'd never say that. We would never say that. Why? There's no reason to say it. Hacha, the Chatas Ha'of Askinan. Now we're talking about a Chatas Ha'of. She'ein lemizbeach el adama. It doesn't get burned on the Mizbeach. Just what? Just its blood. So therefore what? Therefore, it's not really, nothing's really being quote-unquote brought after the Talmud. It's just a burn. It doesn't get burned. So therefore, that's okay. That's the case.
The rest of the year.
The rest of the year. You're right. If it would be an animal, it would be a problem. That's a bird. If Papa Amar, no. A filo tehema b'chatos behema. It can even be a behema. How could it be a behema? Listen to the Rav Papa. Male. Bring it up on the Mizbeach. But don't burn it. Don't burn it. Bring it, I'll put it on top of the Mizbeach. Umeilina Barosh Shel Mizbeach. And put it on top of the Mizbeach. And what's going to happen? Nothing. Let it sit there. In the morning, you'll have to burn it because it'll be Lina. But at least the guy is okay. What?
Why does that help the
guy? Why does it help the guy?
Huh? He
wasn't
makriv a carbon.
No, he was.
He was. He was makriv it. They shecht it. They do the Zrikas Adam. Yeah. Now, what's the only issue?
What's the lina accomplishing?
Huh?
What's the lina?
So, what it accomplishes, first of all, with the carbon, the kapara, you're makapar from the Zrikas Adam, not from the.
Okay,
the
shelton, so.
Right? So, once the Zrikas Adam
is. You're saying the Zrikas Adam is going to be in the morning?
You're off the book. You do the Zrikas Adam, so Nachman says, so it'll be pigle or nosa or whatever it is.
Right.
So they have to burn it anyway.
The only isser is burning something on the Mizbeach after the Tamid.
Okay.
Not shechting, not Zrikas Adam, just burning something on top. What?
Because the Zrikas Adam.
Zrikas Adam is the kicker. Zrikas Adam is the kicker. Now you have Emurin.
Right.
Emurin have to be burned on the Mizbeach.
Right.
And what if they're not? What if they're not? So nothing happens. So put them on top of the Mizbeach. Yeah, but there might be an aver if you don't do that. I'm not putting them near the fire. I don't want them to get burned. Because if they get burned, I'm going to violate the Isra Hashlama.
Right.
Leave them on the corner. And in the morning, they become Lina. Burn them down.
Not
even on the Mizbeah. Yeah. What? But now
it's,
I can.
It's not Lina. It's not Lina.
What is it?
What do you mean?
The Gemara just said. Malin, Malin, Ume, Lina, Barosha, Amenke. Malin, bring it up there, and leave it there overnight. Don't burn it. And then in the morning, you'll burn it.
After the
Talmud. Well, burn it. They have the whole day now. Nothing, you didn't do anything wrong. Not only didn't do anything wrong, you saved the guy could eat kachim now. So why not do the guy a favor? That's what I'm talking about. I would never say you could burn something after, of course not. Only Erev Pesach, we'll let you. What are you doing with this guy? Yeah, You do this Yishachtik, you do this Rikas Adam, then don't burn the Emurin. Just leave them up on the Mizbech in the corner, and everyone's happy. Okay? Good? We're not finished with this answer, but that's so far. Now the Gemara says, Vo'ika Asham, but there's also an Asham. A Mitzorah has to bring three Karbanos. A Chatas, Asham, and Ola. So what about the Asham? Same answer. Bishlam or Papa Hainu Demalinle. According to Rav Papa, that's good. Be mild in it. El Rav Chista, who said we're talking about a bird, Ma Ikala Meimar, because even if a Mitzorah gets away with a bird for a Chatas, he still has to bring an animal for an Asham. What are you going to say? Amri, Shekar Hashem. No, you already brought the Asham beforehand. The Asham you brought in the afternoon. That you did on time. There's no way you could bring an Asham afterwards. There's no way. That you did on time. I Vo'ika Ola. What about the Ola? He's also brought an Ola. V'chi Tema Ola Lo Ma'akva. Hey, you want to tell me, so you don't bring the Ola. V'tanya, it's not true. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baruch Omer, K'shem Shechatotso Hashem Bo Ma'akvin Otso, K'achal Oso Ma'akvotso. The Ola is Ma'akvin. You have to bring it. V'chi Tema Shechar Ovatso Ola. So, you brought the, I'll give the same answer. You brought the Ola already. Now, Omi Karva Ola Kodom Chatotso Rishon, could you bring an Ola before a Chatos? You can't do that. V'tanya, V'hikriv Asher Lo Achatos Rishona. Why does it say that? If it's to teach you that a chatas comes first, that's old news. It says, anytime an ola and a chatas are brought together, the chatas must come first. How can you tell me you brought the ola and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon? It's not possible. If the chatas is not brought till the afternoon, right? Even a chatas oaf comes before olaf behema. Even an oaf of a chatas comes before an olaf of a behema. So the chatas had to come first. So what do you mean you brought the ol already? So the Gemara answers, you're right. There's an exception by a mitzorah. Amar Rava, shiny olas mitzorah. It's an exception. The Rachmana Amar, because the Torah says, v'hela kohen es ha'ola shehela kfar. It was already brought. By a mitzorah, there's an exception. You can bring the ola first.
How is that?
What about a Zav?
You said Zav and
Mitzorah. So Zav, maybe there is no Ola. Amalei Rav Shemin Bar Abba Rav Papa. Lidi Dach, 1 second. So according to you, Damarta, that you say, Ma'aleh, you bring it up there. Umalina Barosho Shel Mizbeach, right? And you leave it up there. Kaimin, and it sits there. Vavdinan Milsa Lekahanim De'is L'dei Takala. You know what you're doing? You're running into huge problems. Why? Because the Kahanim are going to see that. By the way, the halacha is, any carbon that was brought at the right time, you're allowed to burn the emurim afterwards. That doesn't violate this din. So what they did was, many times, the Kahanim would hold off on the emurim until the night, when they had nothing else to do. The carbon is brought at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. It would hold, all the emurim, they'd burn the whole night. Let it go the whole night long. They have nothing else to do at night. Why should they take up time with them, especially on a busy day, let's say, on a busy day, for whatever reason, it's a busy day today. So we'll hold off on all the emurim, and at night we'll burn them. So they're going to see these emurim on the side of them as Be'ach. They're going to think to themselves, what's this over here? This is to go into the fire. And they're going to violate Hashlama. This was shechted afterwards. There's a problem with this. Right? V'kasavri diyomei hohu asi lakture. Right? They're going to end up burning it. Right? So it's a big problem. Sigmar says, don't worry about that. Amar Lei Kahanim's reason name. The Kahanim don't make mistakes. There's reason they don't make any mistakes. They're not going to mix up. Amar Lei Rav Ashi Lerav Kahanim. Amar Lei Rav Huna Breder of Nassim Lerav Papa. V'akamadol Amas Katre Emurin. But 1 second. As long as the Emurin are not burned, Kahanim Lo Matzi Achli Basar. The Kahanim are not allowed to eat the meat. Okay? Now, a carbon, generally, there are three things that get to eat the carbon. The Mizbeach, the Kahanim, and the Baal. Until the Emurim are brought, the Kahanim can't... We'll turn on the air conditioner. We'll turn it on, no? Because if you open the window, we'll turn the air conditioner. Till the Emurim are burned, the Kahanim are allowed to eat their other meat that they're allowed to eat. And therefore, the Tanya, Yachal Yei Kahanim Rishayim B'chazav V'shok. I would think the Kahanim can eat the Chazer V'Shok. Kodem Haktaras Emurin, before the Emurin is brought, Talmud Lomar, V'Hikter HaKor Nesachil HaMizbecha. V'Hadr, then it says, V'Hoya Chazel Aaron Levanov. V'Kama the Kahanim L'Ochli Basar, as long as the Kahanim don't eat the Basar, Ba'ilim Lomis Kapri. The Ba'ilim don't get a Kapara. Yes, the Tanya. V'Ochlu Osam Asher Kipar Behem. Malame, that teaches you, Shahakahanim Ochlin, the Kahanim eat, Ubailin Mischaprim, and the Bailin get Kapara. So it's all totally in that. So if you put it up there, and no one gets to touch it, there's no Kapara.
So
the Mechusa Kippurim doesn't gain anything by doing it.
We said before that the Zrika affects the Kapara.
The Zrika affects the Kapara in terms of the bringing the carbon. But the true Kapara is only by that. It's only by the eating.
So has the guy eat the carbon Pesach? The
says the Mikdash David, when you eat, it's Lima Freya goes back to when they Zrika Zadam. When the Kahanim eat the Chazer V'Shok, Lima Freya, you become accepted with the Zrika, Lima Freya.
Retroactive.
Says the Mikdash David, that only works on the same day. So the next morning, when they're going to burn the Emurin, well, retroactive, I had to say that. It was okay, right? Retroactive, right? It's a different day. You don't say that, retroactive. It's only on that day. So therefore, it's all good on that day. You hear that?
It's never that day. It's always at night. So
it's that but in the Beit HaMikdash, the night follows the day. What do you mean? Not the next morning?
Right.
So 1 second. So we really didn't gain anything. Right? We didn't gain anything. So the Gemara is going to answer, this din, that you have to eat the Emurin, only applies if the Emurin are available. Kivadol Efshar, well, there's no other way out. There's no other option here. Awesome, Kamisha Nitmu Osha Avdu. It's as if the Emurin got Tame or they got lost. Let's say they got Tame. With the guy's carbon that goes in the garbage? No! So they got Tommy, so then it's all good without it. Or they got lost. Titania, Yachal Nitmu Emurin Osha Avdu. I would think if they got Tommy or they got lost. Lo Yehu Kahanim Zakayin Bechazer V'Shok. What, so the Kahanim can't eat? They can't eat the rest of it? Because the fats got lost? And the Baal doesn't get a Kapara because the fats got lost? No. Tamad Lama V'Haya Chazal Aron Levana V'Chal Makom. That's okay. In other words, we only say that when we could say it. Here, there's no other option. So therefore, it's as if it got lost and tummy, and it's also okay. Okay? Rav Kahana Rami. Rav Kahana brought a stira. Ktivit says, Lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. You're not allowed to leave over, this is by a carbon chagiga. Lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. You can't leave over anything till the morning. Ad boker hu delo yolin. You can't leave over till the morning. Ha kol halayla kula, yalin. But the whole night, you can leave it over. In other words, says Rashi, ha kol halayla yalin, lamata. You can leave it overnight somewhere. Ulamaylan lamaktirin kol halayla. And you can let it burn the whole night. The eno nifsal, and it doesn't become patzel. Ela im kein matzon ba'olos ha-shachar kishu lamata. Unless, when the morning comes, it's still here. Right? You have the whole night to get rid of it. Alma Kalayla Royal Haktiv. The whole night, you have the whole night to get rid of it. Only a problem in the morning. That's one puzzle. Ukiv, and it's another puzzle that says, V'hikdir Aleha Chel V'Hashlamim. And you shall burn the fats of Hashlamim, which means, Aleha Hashlim Kala Kabanos Kulam. They have to be done before the Karban Tamid of the evening. So which one is it? One puzzle, the first puzzle says, you bring a Karban at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You have till the next morning to get rid of it. And the second pasuk says, you make a carbon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have till you bring the carbon tamid to get rid of it. How do you reconcile that? Ha'umosif la'abhum ha'farikla. He asked it in the end, he answered it. Kisheni totaru. When it's no, sir. What does it mean when it's no, sir? So Rashi explains. Mishena sarak b'karbanos shenizrak damen kodem tamid. When you bring a carbon in the morning, in the right time, you didn't have a chance to burn the fat. It was a busy day. Then you have the whole night. Below his speak, Ula Hakriv, you didn't have enough time. Kiva dinira lak rava kodum lachain, al tamash hashachar hu mushlam. You have the whole night. But if it's a carbon that was brought after, what was the carbon brought? Right?
After the tamid, right?
Yeah. 1 second. Yeah. So that's when you have the whole night. You only have the whole night on a carbon that was brought at the right time.
It's only if you have time to do the rest of it, just not burn.
Exactly. That's how you reconcile the two pesukim. Rami le Rav Safra le Rav Gurav. See if it says lo yalin la boker zeva chaga pesach. Don't leave over the carbon pesach. La boker hu de lo yalin hakal alayl yalin. But the whole night, yeah. See if it says. Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, v'lo olas chol b'Shabbos, v'lo olas chol b'yantif. So 1 second. The first pasuk says that you could burn the fats of the carbon pesach the whole night. The second carbon says you're not allowed to burn fats from a non-yantif into on a yantif. So erev pesach is a non-yantif, and pesach is a yantif. So how can I burn the fats of erev pesach on pesach at night? How can I do that? The first pasuk says you could do that. You have the whole night to do it. Second pasuk says, you can't burn, you can't do that from a Friday to a Shabbos, from a Shabbos to a Yontif, from a weekday to a Yontif. You can't do that. So how could you do that here? So, Amalei, Kvaramye Nahalei, where this whole thing was already discussed, Ravacha, Rava Barchi, Laravavu, Vishani Lei explained, Hacha, when the pasuk says you can't leave over the carbon pesach till the morning, that's When Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, the Chelve Shabbos craven beyontif. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to, in other words, Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, so you're going to burn the fat of the Shabbos carbon on Matzah Shabbos. Go and get the Sunday morning. That's okay. That you're allowed to do.
Even though it's going from Shabbos
to Yontif, you're allowed to do that. Why? Because the Chelve Shabbos are allowed to be brought on Yontif. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Amalei, Mishum the Chelve Shabbos craven be Yontif. Because that's a din like that, you're allowed to do that. Anan, Neku, Venema, Lei, Dahai, Kra, Ba'arba, Asr, Shechalios, B'Shabbos, Rudisiv. So that whole Pasuk is only talking about a case when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos? Is that what it means? The Gemara says, yes. Amalei, Shavki Lakra, Dehu Dachak Makam Nafshe. You have no other way to answer this pasuk. You have no other way. What this pasuk doesn't mean, it can't mean anything else. What else could it mean? Right? Because on a regular, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to burn Tuesday. Tuesday's Erev Yontif. Tuesday night is Shavuot. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to burn Karbonos of Tuesday on Shavuot night.
The Emulim from Tuesdays.
Guy brings a carbon Tuesday. You're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. Pasuk says, I don't do that.
Right, but when do you burn the Emurim typically?
Do it during the day. They used to do it at night.
What?
They used to do it at night. Because you're allowed to.
Right.
So why do it during the day? Why waste time during the day? It's a busy day.
You said that it's a Yontif that night.
Or, right, or Shabbos. But what if it's Shabbos going into a Yontif? You're allowed to. So this whole Pasuk must mean that Shabbos is...
We wouldn't have Karbonos Yachid.
Except for Karbon Pesach. Except exactly, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, exactly. Otherwise, they won't let them bring it. Erev Pesach is not a Shabbos. You have no choice. So the Pasuk says, you're allowed to burn it Matzah your Shabbos, even though it's Yontif. Where'd that come from? That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk's talking about that one case? Yes. There's no other way to explain it. Okay, good? Okay. Next. Okay. Now, a little bit of a hakdama here. A carbon pesach has to be brought l'shma. If it's not brought l'shma, it's not good. Okay? Most other carbonos also have to be brought l'shma. Like, why are you bringing a carbon? Has to be brought l'shma. However, if it's not brought l'shma, all it means is the guy has to bring another carbon. Here it's different, it's worse. Worse. Also, there's another din. Let's say a guy donates a carbon pesach and he loses it. He can't find it. So they get another carbon pesach. 6 months later, they find this other animal. What do you do with it now? The answer is it could be a shlamim now. It's a special din that Karban Pesach is really a shlamim. You can bring it for a shlamim now. If you bring it for a shlamim now, you don't need lishma. You don't need lishma on a shlamim. Right? So we're going to have now all these possible combinations and possibilities where all these mistakes happen. Right? We'll just read the Mishnah and then we'll start the Gemara tomorrow. The Mishnah says, HaPesach, you have a Karban Pesach. Sheshachatu shelo lishmo. It was shechted shelo lishmo. The kibel, he caught the dam, the halach, and he walked, the zarak, and he sprinkled shelo lishmo. He did all that shelo lishmo. Or lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Or he had both kavanos in mind. The Gemara is going to ask, is that both, what? I'm doing this lishmo, and I'm not doing it lishmo. Is that possible? The Gemara is going to ask, is that in two different avodas? He shechted it lishma, and then when he was doing the zrika, he was thinking about the Yankees. Right. Is that that? Or even in the same avoda? You know how people are. You ever, could you imagine? What? Right, exactly. So he's all over the place. So he's busy over here, he's thinking about this guy. I'm doing it for that group of people. Then a minute later, he's thinking about someone else. I don't know, the Yankees, whatever. People are like that, right? So you know, both. So the Gemara says, "Is one avoda or two avodas?" Or shalolishma ulishma. Or he started out with shalolishma and then he switched to lishma. It's impossible. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference when you had the shalolishma and when you had the lishma. It makes no difference. It's possible. Ketad lishmo v'shalolishmo. What does that mean? Lishmo and shalolishmo. It means l'shem Pesach ulishem shlamim. I'm bringing it for a Pesach. I'm bringing this stam. Stam is carbon. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo is the exact opposite. L'shem shlamim u'l'shem Pesach. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow with the Gemara.